Tell me if you've ever heard this. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. The idea behind this saying is that the skills and the abilities that you have will give you power and influence in the world over other people if they don't have the same level of skills and abilities that you do. Otherwise, if you can see what others don't see, you'll be the leader. It sounds obvious, of course. Of course the one-eyed man is king. The problem is, this isn't true. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is not king. This is another one of those sayings that sound like wise wisdom, deeply thought out, but is actually BS. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. This Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It's your mindset that determines your success, whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. So, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is not king. So if this saying is just BS, what is it? In the land of the blind, who is the one-eyed man? What role does he have? In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is a heretic. That may surprise you, but think about the way our world works. If in the land of the blind, everyone is blind, no one can see. And so their society, they've developed systems and customs for how they're supposed to live. And everyone has adapted, and everyone has adapted to the way life is. When the one-eyed man comes along and talks about all the things he can see, will those people who can't see anything even believe him? They probably won't. They will consider him either crazy or a heretic, especially if he persists in telling the things that he can see. I would like to help you to become a heretic. Now, if you're willing to become a heretic, you are going to be different from the crowd. You will be one who can see things that the crowd doesn't see. So the crowd is the average people, the general population, the most, you know, just kind of the regular folks who are going about their lives, not really worrying about much. The crowd is the masses. The crowd, average people, believe in, and I'm doing air quotes that you can't see, the truth about the world and how it works. And the crowd will believe and defend this, quote, truth, and any contradictions to the truth are explained away, ignored, or shut down and censored. Think about the one-eyed man trying to talk to the people who are blind about the things that he can see. They have no reference point to relate what he's talking about. The same thing about the crowd. The crowd is just society in general. Everybody, we're taught by the crowd. We're educated in society. This is how the world works, and here's what you need to know about it. And that becomes what is the generally accepted truth by the crowd. And any contradictions, the contradictions are not really allowed. The truth is what we all agree upon, and this is the way it is, and it doesn't matter. That's what it is. So the crowd accepts and believes the truth. The crowd trusts the, quote, experts. And according to the crowd, the boundaries, the lines within, the lines you have to color in, the lines you have to stay in, those keep everybody safe. They built ramparts, they built walls, they built stockades, they used to build walls and the stuff around cities. These are the boundaries. If you go outside of these boundaries, something bad might happen. They used to draw maps, and they would draw maps for the regions of the world that they knew But anything beyond that, they put in a little thing, here there be dragons, and they draw monsters. And the idea was, if you go beyond these boundaries that everybody knows and accepts, it's dangerous. You need to stay here where it's safe. So the crowd is content and complacent. The message of the crowd gives is, let me live within my comfort zone and don't threaten me to, don't ask me to change. I'm happy where I'm at. That is the attitude of the crowd. The attitude of the heretic. He sees contradictions. He sees places where the truth that everyone knows and accepts has cracks and flaws. And he's not satisfied with the status quo explanations or the fact and the fact that people don't want you to question the truth makes him question it even more, because what are you hiding? The heretic questions the, quote, experts. And the heretic sees boundaries as a threat to freedom. Why do I need to stay within these boundaries? What's over there? What are you trying to keep me from finding out? Those are the attitudes a heretic has. The heretic is curious and critical, and the mantra of the heretic is, let me be free. So the crowd says, this is the way it is. The heretic asks, why? The crowd says, follow the science. The heretic says, science is about theories and asking questions, not blind faith. The crowd says, we have to squash any ideas we don't agree with because you just never know what people might do. The heretic says, I want the freedom to judge for myself whether ideas are true or not. Let me see everyone's ideas and make a judgment for myself. And let me maybe even come up with some ideas of my own that might show me something that is new, show me something that no one else has thought about before. When you decide to change your life, when you decide that you want to break away and find out how good you can be, the biggest challenge you're going to have is going to be the crowd that you hang out with. Not everybody necessarily. There are a lot of people in the world who don't care, but the crowd, the people that who know you as you have been for all of these many years, however long you've been alive on this planet, the crowd you hang out with, usually your family and friends, associates, people who know you, people you've had some contact with, those are going to be the people who are going to consider you a heretic. They're going to be threatened if you decide you want to change your life and do something that makes your soul come alive. Do something epic. If you want to change your life and become something more and better than you are right now, your crowd, your tribe, your family and friends are going to be the ones that you're going to have resistance from, because people want you to stay the same, because they know who you are. You're predictable. You're a known quantity. And if you go and do something crazy, or start pursuing things that are outside the boundaries, if you become a heretic, it threatens them. There's a story. Now, I'm not a fisherman. I live in the middle of the United States. But I have read stories about crab fishermen that if you're fishing for crab or whatever, if you're catching crabs and you put one crab by itself in a bucket, the crab will crawl out. I guess crabs have that ability to ninja themselves out of the bucket. But according to what I've heard from this, again, I've read on the internet, so it must be true, that if you put two crabs in a bucket, neither one of them will climb out, because as soon as one crab decides to try to climb out of the bucket, the other crab grabs them and drags them back in. And no matter how many crabs you put in the bucket, none of them will escape, because any crab that tries to get out, the rest of them are going to grab him and pull him back down. That's what I'm talking about. That idea of when you decide that you're going to change, the people in your bucket, the crowd you hang out with, are going to do their best to hold you back and keep you where you're at. Because see, when you change, it forces the crowd, it forces the people who know you as you are, and you decide you want to be something more, If you're doing that and you become a heretic, it forces the crowd to ask questions about themselves and the, quote, truth that they follow. Otherwise, in other words, it makes people feel insecure. When you decide you want to be better, it makes people feel insecure. But if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to become a heretic. And if you decide to become a heretic, it's best to start slowly. Develop curiosity and critical thinking. Don't try to change everything at once, but begin to take your journey to become the best version of yourself. You ask questions kind of like this. Ask, what do I believe about myself? And the curiosity and critical thinking. You start really digging down and asking these questions about how you operate. Ask, are those things that I believe about myself and who I am and what I have the ability to do, are those things true? Or maybe could I do more? How well are the beliefs that I hold working for me? Is my life working out the way I want? And what could I be if I believed differently? Those are the kinds of questions that heretics ask when they want to change their life. If you want to break out of who you are, become the best version of yourself, ask questions like that. Here is how you can become a heretic in 3 easy steps. First of all, set your anchor. If you're going to start asking questions about what you believe and who you are, you need to have something that is an anchor, something that you can put down and say, this is what I believe, and I know this to be a fact for true, and I'm not. This is not going to be a belief that I question. Here is my anchor point. This is what I believe to be true, and I'm not going to ask questions. I've already settled in my mind that this is true, and this is the one thing I will hold on to, or this group of things that I'm going to hold on to as my starting point. This is my anchor. And the second step is then, after you've set that anchor, let your curiosity out. Start asking questions. Ask lots of questions. Ask questions about your questions. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions that you ask. Step number 3, free your mind. Set your mind free from those boundaries, those limiting beliefs that you have held on for so long. It will feel a little bit uncomfortable, but let those questions take you out beyond those boundaries, those limiting beliefs that you've held on, and also beliefs that you've believed about the way the world works and your role in it. Those are the steps that you need to take. Set your anchor, let your curiosity out, free your mind. That is how you can help. That is how you can become a heretic and change your life. If you'd like to talk about strategies for taking these steps, I'd be glad to help. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can schedule a free 25-minute call. I can help you get started on your role to become the best version of yourself. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll see you next time.